Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Vikings sweep the Blackjacks tonight by 3-0, 25-11, 25-9, 25-12. Join me is Haley Froon of the... almost called you Haley Hennon, sorry. Anybody call you Haley Hennon?
Every now and again.
Okay, sorry about that. Haley Froon of the Vikings, congratulations. Girls played well tonight.
Yes, they did. Thanks, Paul. You know, game two, we just talked about this the other night. We had three solid weeks of practice, and now we just play.
That's only your second match, right?
Only our second match, but now we just really don't practice
boom,
much.
Boom, boom.
We just play a lot. So it's good to just kind of get that balanced attack. It looks like, from your stats there, it looks pretty balanced in the front row. I was really impressed to see us get our middles going again. You know, Kennedy was running that slide ball, Megan on her three ball. It's just, it's nice that we're getting everybody involved this early in the season.
Yep. When I got here and I looked at the roster, there's a lot of new faces here. Not like what I'm used to.
Yes. We definitely lost a big crew last year. Ireland is our only sixth rotation player that's back this year. Kudos to her. She does a great job of taking those younger ones that are new out there and just kind of making them feel comfortable, giving them some confidence. And then same thing, Ella, Emma, Liv got some playing time last year, and of course Liza Susner. They do a good job with those other new ones too. Of just, they just all have positive attitudes, and they do a great job of keeping them confident.
Talk about some of your players today. Megan Krogh, she played well.
Yes, so she has never played middle until about 3 months ago.
Really?
But she's such an athletic kid. She can jump. She can. She's got a great arm swing. We knew she could get there, and it, you know, we worked on it all summer long. And these first two games of the year, it's just been great to see her running on that three ball like crazy. And we'd like to see some other things out of her. But she's figured that one out. Now she'll figure out the next one.
What were you happy with tonight, Haley?
You know, I thought we served really aggressive. And I thought, like we talked about, our balanced attack was great to see. I thought we communicated really well. I thought the energy was great. So I was happy with that.
All right. What do you got coming up?
We've got a lot of games, Paul. This weekend, tomorrow, we go to Marshall for the showcase. So Sioux Falls Roosevelt.
Sioux Falls. The big schools come too.
The big schools come too. So it'll be good for us. We'll be outsized probably every single match, but that's when we got to rely on our defense. And it's games that you win when you don't air and you can defend and you can serve tough and pass. So hopefully we show up and compete.
All right.
Thanks for covering us.
Yeah, you bet. Love covering you guys. It's always fun to see you, Haley.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. Yep. And good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Haley Froon, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. And get some other updates here as we go. Cambie, there must have been a long B squad game because I'm getting some texts here. They just got done with their first set, so.
We started early, too.
Yeah, we started really early, didn't we, Haley?
They asked if we were okay with that. Yep. I said, absolutely.
That's perfectly fine with me. Well, Haley Grittmacher joins me, the Blackjacks here, and some good things you saw tonight and some not so good, but Minnesota's such a good team, aren't they, Haley?
Yeah, they're a tough ball team. I was talking to Chris from the Independents, and I just said they put in the effort, and they deserve all of their success. I mean, they don't just show up and play volleyball. They come every summer, lift the weights. They lift the weights during the school year. And that definitely just increases their ability to play good volleyball.
What did you tell your girls in the huddle here by the net after the game?
We just talked about how we should not hang our heads. There were a lot of good rallies.
Yep.
And if those good rallies would have fallen our direction, the score would have been a lot closer.
Yep.
We came into tonight knowing that we were just going to put everything we had into this game with nothing to lose. I moved some of my players around, and that was an adjustment right away. I wasn't going to stick with it in the third set when we didn't have all of our other jerseys up here. So I thought, you know what? We're just going to let it ride out. And I thought Bailey Boston did a nice job in the libero position.
Yep. Yeah, she did. I thought she did a great job. Reese Johnson played well, I thought, at times. And
yeah, she's super comfortable on the outside, so we're trying to get her some time out there, but we've got senior Kate Dahl, who plays outside, as well as Allie Essling, our libero, one of our liberos. She's also, you know, more of an outside kid just because she's a little bit shorter, only 5'5". Anna Hasted, just an all-out volleyball player.
Yeah.
So we moved her to the outside tonight, too, because a lot of high school teams have their power hitters on the outside. So these kids are flexible,
yep.
and I really like that,
yep.
that they can move all the way around.
Well, it's good to play really good competition. The Vikings, of course, state runs up last year.
Absolutely.
And,
we like playing them early.
Yep.
yeah.
All right, what do you got coming up?
We actually just got into the Montevideo tournament this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they had a team drop out or an opening or something that they couldn't fill and asked us to play. And my kids have busy schedules. Of course, the Lac Pearl County Fair coming up this weekend. But they were all in ready to just play some more volleyball and have some time to get comfortable with this rotation before we get into some more conference play.
Well, that's good.
Get
some. Who's the other? Well, what other teams are there?
Montevideo,
oh.
Wabasso, which we lost to last Friday night. Trying to think who else. Cedar Mountain Comfrey.
Oh, wow, okay.
So some teams we wouldn't normally see, which is kind of nice.
Right, right. All right. Well, best of luck. Was that Saturday then, you said?
Yep, Saturday.
Okay, good. All right, Haley. Well, thanks for joining us on the post-game show here. And you're doing a great job with the girls.
Thanks,
Paul. You can see improvements. As long as you see improvements all the time.
Right, exactly. That's what we're going for. 1% better every day.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep, Haley Grittmacher of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And just wrapping it up here, our Neon Needle Subway player of the game is Megan Krog, a senior middle blocker. She had 6 kills and 2 blocks. And she did a fantastic job, as Coach Haley Froon had mentioned. So, once again, the Minnesota Vikings defeat Dawson Boyd 25-11, 25-9, 25-12. And I got a quick update here. Quick update on Camby. Camby in set 2 defeated RCW 25-17. So Camby leads 2-0 there. In girls tennis, Occoquan Valley Dawson Boyd girls tennis, they lost to Minnewaska tonight 6-1. And we'll tune into the coaches show on Saturday, 9 o'clock. Dick Newman will host the coaches show. And tomorrow night we got football for you, 7 o'clock kickoff from RB Clay Field in Dawson. Camby Lancers and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Always a good game there. All right, that wraps it up here. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio. Thanks, Mike, for running the board, and to our fine sponsors here on Q92. Appreciate them as well, and we will see you at the Lac Pearl County Fair this weekend. Stop by and say hi in the Q92 booth. We're in the East Commercial Building. Once again, your final here from Mineota, the Vikings 3 and the Blackjacks nothing. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe,